Chapter 1. The blinding dazzle of the sunrise path on Lake Honey Springs was breathtaking from the Bean Hive Coffee House's front windows. The rainbow sheen of oil left on the water from a passing boater was a sure sign that summer was near. Every time I walked past the front windows of my coffee house, I took the time to stop, peer out, and take in the beauty that made living in Honey Springs, Kentucky so inviting. Debbie Kane, my soon-to-be sister-in-law, walked up behind me and looked over my shoulder, holding a ceramic coffee mug that had the Bean Hive Coffee House logo on it. "I swear you've got the best spot on Honey Lake Boardwalk, and the best coffee." She stuck her nose in the steam of the warm summer blend. "Wait for it," I thought, as I watched her close her eyes, her chest lifting with her inhale, and a smile curving along her perfect hot pink painted lips. "There it is," I thought, sighing with a feeling of joy bubbling up in my heart. That expression alone was the reason I left my job as a lawyer and moved to Honey Springs and opened a coffee house. Okay, to be honest, because I always felt like I was in a courtroom, under oath, and really never had a great poker face, I moved to Honey Springs because I'd found my law partner, who was also my husband at the time, doing more than client consulting. Maybe it was consulting, but not in the typical way. All of my consulting with clients was done with clothes on. Regardless, it wasn't my ideal of a partnership, professionally or personally. I licked my wounds and found myself lost in many coffee shops until I realized one day that I, too, wanted to own a small coffee shop. "I'm glad you like it," I patted Debbie on the arm. "I need a favor." She clamped her teeth together with her mouth open a little and a look of hope in her eyes. Her amber hair hung past her earlobes in loose, natural curls of the kind that made me slightly jealous. The sooty gray pantsuit complemented her ivory skin. "Do you mind watching little Timmy for a while?" I glanced over at her son and smiled. He'd already made himself at home in the shop and stole everyone's heart with his adorable dimples, his sheriff's star pin stuck to his shirt, and the cowboy hat that dangled from a lanyard down his back. "He's always welcome here," I said. The bell over the front door dinged as the door opened. An early summer scent filtered through. It was a combination of the Lake Honey Springs, mixed with the wood planks along Honey Springs Pier, and a hint of boat diesel. It wouldn't be long until these early mornings in the shop were filled with tourists who called Honey Springs their vacation destination. Lake Honey Springs was wide enough and big enough for large engine boats, big game fishing tournaments, or relaxing in rented cabins with beautiful lakefront views. It was a magical place to live and work.
"I love staying with you, Aunt Roxy."
Timmy's smile widened, as did his dimples. "You like staying with Pepper." I winked at him and tousled the 5-year-old's shaggy dark hair. Pepper heard his name and jumped up from his bed next to the counter to scurry over for some pats and rubs. He was a very smart dog. I'd heard that about schnauzers, and Pepper proved it. The timer on my watch buzzed, and I hit the end button and turned to Debbie. "Timmy's a great help, and we could use a good sheriff around here." I pointed through the kitchen door in the back of the coffee house that led to the kitchen. "If I don't get that breakfast casserole out of the oven, it's going to be stinky in here."
"I'm off then," Debbie chirped. "You be on your best behavior for Roxy," I heard her warn Timmy as I shoved through the door.
"You heard Aunt Roxy. I'm a good sheriff."
Timmy nodded and followed me into the back. The kitchen smelled of warm maple syrup and fried chicken, an addictive combination that was deadly to the waistline. The Bean Hive was first and foremost a coffee house, though, and nothing went better with coffee than a smidgen of food and a bit of conversation. It was the chatter and laughter of customers that filled me with happiness. Knowing that I'd created something with my own hands that satisfied my clientele was my purpose. Each week, I made a breakfast casserole for the morning customers, a soup special for the lunch customers, and a few sweet treats for folks who would be swinging in at odd hours.